Okay, let's begin. Today's daf is daf Mem Dalet in Maseches Nedarim. We will start three lines for the bottom on Mem Gimel Amud Beis. But first, a couple words of Hakdama based on the sugya that came up yesterday and continuing today. Yesterday and today, the discussion in the Gemara is about the topic of Hefker. Taba of Hefker. Started off with the Machlokas Tanaim in the Mishnah yesterday on daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, where as this Mishnah started and went through, as this parak started, all the way back to the beginning of Ein Bein Amudar on Daf Lamed Beis, the whole parak is about what you're allowed to do to somebody who you are Mudar Hana'ah from. You're allowed to teach them Torah, you're allowed to be Mevaker Chola, are you allowed to go help out their children, are you allowed to go into their field. So the Mishnah spoke about all the different halachas, the last few halachas that we had yesterday. Are you allowed to borrow things from them? Are you allowed to lend things from them? Borrow money, objects. So the last halacha that was brought up here in this parak, and tomorrow, Bez Hashem, we finish the parak. The last halacha is, let's say you're going on the way, back on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, the Mishnah ended off. You're going on the way, you have nothing to eat. He has nothing to eat, and you want to give him something, but you're Mudar Hana'ah from him, so you can't. So what do? So the Tanna Kamma says, Notin le'echel shematana v'halo mutarba. So give it to somebody else, and through the third party, it's considered as if you're not giving it to him, it's through a third party, therefore it's mutar. In any what if there's nobody else? You're the only one on the road with him, and you want to give him something. So what do? So the Tanna Kamma holds me niyachal asela o al gabi o al geder ba'amar hare hein mufkarin l'kol mishiachbots. You can put it on a rock and say, oh, it's hefker, it's hefker, and they're, oh wow, I found something. And therefore, again, there's no hanok considered going from person to person. And Rabbi Yossi Asr is in that case. That's the final machlokas tanaim in the parak. Is somebody who is the madir allowed to put something on the rock and the other person can be zocha it? Is that considered, pashtus of the Mishnah, is that considered being nene one to the other? So Rabbi Yochanan said, yesterday we had a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and the Rava. What exactly is the reason for Rabbi Yossi? That was yesterday's daf. Rabbi Yochanan held, and that's what the Gemara is going to focus on today. Rabbi Yochanan held that Rabbi Yossi's chiddush is hefker kematana. It's an important lashon on Mem Gimel and Aleph. Hefker, when you're mafker something, it's like a matana. Meaning what? Hefker does not really leave your rishus until. That's a Gemara that nobody uses. That's the shuls. Hefker kamatana man matana ad asiy mirshus nosel mirshus makabel af hefker ad asiy mirshus zoche, says Rabbi Yochanan in Rabbi Yossi. Hefker does not leave the mafker's rishus until the next person gets it. Doesn't really leave yet. Yes, I say it's hefker, but until the other person gets it, it's still connected to me. And therefore, even if I put it on the rock, Rabbi Yossi goes, that's not good enough, because when the other guy picks it up, it's as if he's being zochid from me. And that's why Rabbi Yossi Asr's in the Mishnah. Yesterday, the Gemara brought in a second man to Amar, Rava, who argued maybe it's all just Mishum Gzeira, and Rabbi Yossi fundamentally agrees with the Rabbanan, but now the Gemara that's about to say Tanya is assuming like Rabbi Yochanan's understanding of Rabbi Yossi. That's what the Gemara the rest of the time assumes, Rabbi Yochanan's fundamental understanding of Rabbi Yossi, that Hefker is Kematana, and it stays in the Rishus of the, not the Nosein, but the Mafkir, until the next person is Zocha to it. So to talk a little bit about Hefker before we continue, because this is like one of the major sugyas in Shas that talks about Hefker. When you talk about Hefker, you have to start with the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Nedarim, Perek Beis, Halacha Yudalit, says the Rambam, HaHefker afa pi she'eino neder, harehu kimo neder. Even though, says the Rambam, it's not a neder, it's like a neder. Hefker is like a neder. She'osur lo lachzer bo, that you are not allowed to retract from Hefker, just like you're not allowed to retract from a neder. There's even a discussion, we'll talk about this maybe at the end, are you allowed to retract tok kedei dibur of being mafkir? So the Machaneh Ephraim discusses that. He quotes some that possibly says no, even though by regular neder, or you can retract tok kedei dibur. Maybe Hefker is something somewhat different. But that's the Rambam. The Rambam says, even though it's not a neder, it's like a neder. Umau a Hefker, and what's Hefker? The Rambam continues, Sheyomar Adam Nachasim Elu, Hefker Lakol. These Nachasim are Hefker to everybody. Bein Mimetaltlin, Bein Mikarkos. And then he says, Ketzad Din Hefker, Kol Konam Vizachabo, Kanola Atzmo. Whoever Zocheb is Koneh, Vinasa Shalom, and it becomes theirs, the Afilu Zeshe Hefker. And even if the person who is Mafker is Rizochit, it is considered something new. So that's the Rambam. It's not neder, but it's kineder. So what exactly does this Rambam mean? You know, if we would have asked us, would we have grouped Hefker in Nedarim? We probably would have put Hefker in Kinyanim. That's what in Hilchas Mechira, not in Hilchas Hafla, Hilchas Nedarim. So what is the Rambam doing here that Hefker is like a nether? So this is where all the Achronim get into the action. How exactly does Hefker work? So the Ksos we'll start with. We'll just give three possibilities, and then we'll start the Gemara. The Ksos in Simen Reish Ayin Gimel discusses this Rambam. This is Hilchas Hefker. It's in the Shulchan Aruch. So he quotes the Rambam, and then he quotes the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef, quoting this Rambam, the Rambam who says, it's Harei Hefker, Harei Kneder, and therefore Osir Lachzer Bo, says the Beis Yosef, Pirish, Sheyachzor V'yomer Ani Chozer Midiburi. A person cannot be Chozer, Kivan, Shelo Asisi Kinyan. It's not like you did a Kinyan and you're Chozer from their Kinyan. You said something and it works as a Neder, and therefore, says the Beis Yosef, in Pshat of the Rambam, you're in the world of Bal Yachal Dvaro. And if you're chozer, bro, it's not just like going retracting from a kinyan. You're within the world of the Isser of lo yachel. You can't violate your words. Even though you could retake your object, that's not retracting on your word. That's retaking the object. But you can't retract because that would be the Isser of bal yachel. Vihine misupukani. He says, based on this, as the Ksos have a fascinating suffix. Lefisha mevar dahada asar lachzor eno mishum dahavi kamo neder shasar lachzor. It's not that the person does a kinyan. It's mitam neder. He takes it literally. It's not neder, but it's kin neder, but it's very close to neder. Imke near de hefker eno osa kinyan. Hefker is not a kinyan. Says the Ksos then. What happens if a person is mafkir and the second later he dies? Person is mafkir, then he dies. Do the Yarshim, or the Yarshim, is it the Yarshims? Do they have to reacquire it? Him kain, hifkir v'meis, efshar to hushal Yarshim. Why? Kivan to eno elimishim neder, v'hanoder v'meis, eina Yarshim mechuyavim l'kayim nidro. If a Yarshim have no obligation to be b'kayim their father's neder. So if the father makes mafkir, and before anybody else gets it, so then the Yarshim, you know, come in. When they pick it up, is that a reacquiring it? So that's possibly not. Because it's just mitam neder, no kinyan took place, so they have no obligation to fulfill. The father had an obligation to be continue to be mafkirid and to let it become nobody's. But says the Ksos, if it's all mitam neder, so then it seems like I would say that the yarshim do not have a chiyuv to continue it, and that it's theirs. Elvel hifker v'adayin lozachah bo shum adam efshar dechimayis paka hefkero. The hefker is paka. He says, what do you do with the Gemara that says in Gittin, if you're mafkir avdo v'meis, then the Eved is free. Why does it go to the Yarshim? So what about, you could ask that case? What about Mafkar Avdo V'meis? So says it says no, because there the Eved was Zoche in himself immediately. The second that he makes the Neder, boom, the Eved is Zoche in himself. So it's too late. I'm coming up with a case where the person was Mafkar, and then before anybody else acquired it, so then the Yarshim could say it's ours. But that case, there's no even millisecond, because right when the guy is Mafkar is Eved, so then it's all over. Yeah. So according to Rabbi Yossi, maybe, of course he would go to Yarshim, because according to
never left his
Rishus totally, and Achinami. But let's say we're talking about, we don't pass like Rabbi Yossi, but according to us. So that is understanding number one. The Ksos takes the Rambam very literally. It's not a neder, but it's kin neder. Understanding like the Beis Yosef, and the Rambam seems so limited. Asr Lachzerbo. So that is the Shita of the Ksos. Many of the Achronim think this Ksos is a huge chiddush to take the Rambam so literally that it's mitam neder. Because is it a neder? I'm mafkir something. I'm thinking a neder that's included in the Isra of lo yachal dvara. That's a tremendous chiddush to say that so literally. So therefore, the other achronim have other possibilities. The Ksos even says if you let's leave that for a minute. We'll do that soon. But just two other understandings. That's the Ksos. A second understanding is given by a number of achronim. I have it here from Reb Shimon. Chidush Reb Shimon, he says this in the Shar Yosher, but he also says it here in Meseches Sedarim in Siman Chaf Dalet here on Daf Mem Gimel. So he writes, "Be'ikar din hefker lo nizba'er b'rishonim mahu." The Rishonim and don't really explain how exactly does hefker work. We know what a kinyan is. We know there's a kinyan b'shicha and hagbah and chazaka, all these different types of kinyanim. It's before Shem Meseches Kiddushin, and the Rambam tells us Meseches Bechira how exactly various kinyanim work. But how does hefker work? So some people say bitul chametz is hefker. Still doesn't really help us. What's bitul chametz? So some say it's hefker. But what exactly happens there? So says Reb Shimon. The nirali shabir ha'inyan hu. This is what hefker is. The inyan hefker machadi shnei inyanim. Hefker really does two things. Yisod hefker hu shechal al hachefetz din hefker shenis yachid lehishtamshus ulishlitas kol adam. Number one, what hefker does is something in the object. It makes the object mutter lakol. Mutter lakol. Anybody who wants to take this object is allowed to take this object. It's a din in the object. It's a chaloshim hefker in the objects. That's yisod number one of hefker. It's a heter hishtamshus to everyone else in the world. Number two, the Gemara hefker who shalilas koach habaylim the yisronim al kol adam b'hafkos kinyanam lagamrei. Number two is something in the gavra, that the gavra is totally disconnected from the object. Number one is that the item is now allowed to be taken, it's in the chefsa, and number two is that the gavra now is totally disconnected from the object. I am no better than you in this item. That's the second point. Number one is that it's still connected to me, but you're allowed to take it. Similar to Shemitah, we discussed on Friday. Is it my field legally? Yeah. Are you allowed to like start digging in my field and building a house in my field? No. Are you allowed to walk into my field and eat the fruit? Sure, 100%. So it's mine, but you're allowed to take it. So says Reb Shimon. Point number one of Hefker is that if there's chal on the object, a status of you're allowed to take this. Number two is that I have no more rights than you. I did in the gavra. Gam ukemoshe b'shmita. Gam abaylim ein laim shum koach v'shlita yoser b'shar b'nei adam. Veinu rashi livsa rak b'tar as hefker. Kachu adin hefker. That's the two parts of hefker. So now we come to Yisrael's issue. Now we come to shita. What's the difference between the chachamim and Rabbi Yossi? Our gemara. So we say the chachamim say, you know, hefker is no longer connected to me. Rabbi Yossi says no. Rabbi Yossi says it's still connected to me. Says Reb Shimon, that's the machlokes. Do these two things work exactly at the same time, or is there a break in between? According to the Chachamim, how we usually understand Hefker, these two things happen automatically at the same time. Right when I say this is Hefker, automatically there's a Hesser Ishtamshus of the Chefsa, and I am disconnected from it. As much as you are connected, I'm connected, meaning we're equal. They both happen at the same time. What's Reb Yossi's Shita? Reb Yossi's Shita is that no. Only step one happens. When I'm mafker it now there's a heser tapshus to everybody. When do I lose my extra shlita? When you take it. Part two only happens when the other person is ochit. The sober Rabbi Yochanan alibid Rabbi Yossi, ketejus Rabbi Shimon, to gemara hefker who shlilas koach abaylam eino nigmar rak ad daasi l'rishu zochet. Part two doesn't happen until the other person acquires it. Hainuk sh'ada mafkir nechasam mu'osa shnein yonim sh'heim echad sh'miyachin is nechasav sh'yum mafkaran lakol lakol mani yishtamshus, and you do the second point that you remove your connection. L'rabbanon nifka akoch abayla miyad sh'chala nechasam dinzeh. It happens at the same time. But according to Rabbi Yossi, it does not happen, it happens b'zeh achar zeh. Happens b'zeh achar zeh. To be yak sh'asadam sh'zocha nifka akoch abayla nifsha achayfetz rega echad b'li baylam. So that is that's the sheet of Reb Shimon. And now he says, so what's the connection of neder? What is a neder? We learned this on Av Beis, all the way back to the beginning of the second. What's a neder? It's a chalos and the chefza. That's what the Rambam means. We said, shvua, different to shvua nedarim. One time in Shas, chefza gavras, nedarim to Av Beis. So says Reb Shimon, what is the Rambam's connection? Keep saying hefker is like a neder, is that there's a chalos in the chefza. What's the chalos in the chefza? There's a chalos that there's a heter hishtamshus now to everybody else. That's the connection to neder. No, bal yachal dvaro, like so says in the Yarshim. No. And the Rambam doesn't mean that literally. He just means just like it's not neder, it's kineder. What does the Lashon mean? The Rambam says kineder, and the Rambam says harehu eni yachal lachserbo. But just because now anybody else could take it. And he was going to take it up because you're in the world of Bal Yachal Dvaro. So that's the Ksos and the Reb Shimon, which is more of the Achronim agree to the Reb Shimon world, more than the Ksos. That is a second way of understanding Hefker. And just to add to this, and then we'll continue. Let's skip this for now. Just to add to this, a similar understanding, and then we'll start the Gemara. And that is given by the Torah Zroim. Torah Zroim, Rav Permanshik, Talmud of the Brisker Rav, in his Sefer on Zroim. So in Maseches Peah, Hey Aleph. Also, he discusses this Rambam, and he says, "Fardes Kashu B'zeg Doli Achronim." Where did the Rambam get this from? That Hefker is like the Darim. So he says, "Vayniro Lomar Bazeh." D'lechora Iker Yisodina. This could be a third approach. I have it as a third approach, but it's similar to number two. Iker Yisodina to Hefker. What's Hefker? Shemisalek Rishuso Me'achifetz Umafkia Habayla Shalomi Menu. Hefker is not so much a kinyan, but it's a removal. You remove your bilus. That's what hefker is all about. You're just removing yourself. It's not a hakna, like we have this discussion by Mechila. When you're mochel something, is the stipler at the beginning of Sanhedrin discusses, when you're mochel something, are you being, you owe me $100, and I say, keep it. Am I giving you $100? Or am I just saying, I'm removing myself from the mela, you keep your own $100. Big nafkamina, can you be mochel to a katan on a daraisa level? A katan needs somebody else to be maknet to him. Do you have to do it in front of three? So that's the discussion of my mechila. So to here, by hefka, that's a discussion. So the Torah Zoram assumes you are removing yourself. So he says, if you're removing yourself, why do you have in 10 different places in Shas that you could do a hefker not to everyone? There's a discussion in Mishnayis in Peah. Could you do a hefker just la'aniyim? I want to be mafka this to the poor people. I want to make sure they get it. I don't want to give it to the rich people. They don't need the money. I want to be mafka this to the aniyim. So some tanaim hold that you're allowed to do that. You can be mafka it just to aniyim. So how are you allowed to do that? If you're just removing yourself, it should be to everybody. You're removing yourself. If you're giving it, you can give it to a specific person or group of people. If you're removing yourself, what difference should it make? Says number one. He says number two. He says nehid lashirim lo hifker mikol makom. If the yisod is jemasalik v'shusa me'achefetz u'mafkiya bailo shelo lama liyichlu gam hashirim lazakos bo. What's the difference? Why should? How can it? It should be across the board. And he quotes other examples where we see this. So he says what he calls a nira, the fact that it could work for some and not for others. It must not just be a pure removal. So here he says something similar to Reb Shimon. Dika trei dinei hefker. Chada masha chayfetz who believe bailim. Number one, that once you remove yourself, number one, the chayfetz becomes ownerless. Now kago nixay midbar v'gershim eis v'ein lo yarshim. Like a ger who dies and has no yarshim, his object becomes ownerless. To bemela nasa chayfetz hefker lakol. Did hefker de memela. And then you have a second in hefker al yidei abaylim. Vika yisodina da hefker ena mach basilik rishus afkos abaylus. Ela ikri yisodino that there's a chaloshem hefker. Again, he talks this lashon of Reb Shimon that there's first the chayfas become ownerless and then the bailim removes themselves. And in that way, he answers up all of the questions. But either way, that's how, again, he compares it to Nedarim like the Reb Shimon did. Okay, either way, that's the discussion of the Achronim. There's more here in the Torah Zoram if you want to look it up in Hey Aleph. But now we will continue a little bit on the daf. So that has to do with how exactly hefker works. Okay, so now let's go Tanya. Three lines from the bottom. So the Gemara quotes a Tosefta. Hamafkeris sadehu kol shloshe. If somebody's mafker their field, and again, keep in mind the machlokas we quoted between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yossi. The machlokas, whether the rabbanon hold, like we assume, hefker is hefker automatically is out of my rishus, all the different ways that it might work. While Reb Yossi, the fundamental understanding of Reb Yossi, like the Gemara is assuming yesterday from Reb Yochanan, that Reb Yossi holds until the other person gets it, it's still connected to me. Ad askel shazoka hefker is kamatana. So the Tosefta says, hamafker is up sadeu. If I'm mafker my field, kol shloshe yamim yochor lachzobo. Within the first 3 days of being mafker my field, I could retract my hefker. I could retract my hefker. Mikan ve'eluch en yochel lachzobo. After 3 days, I cannot be chozer. That's the ratio of the Tosefta. Again, I have 3 days to retract, and it's as if I wasn't mafker it. After that, en yochel lachzobo, I can't be chozer bo. Just one word of explanation that will continue the Tosefta. Why the 3 days? So the Ran explains that many times in the olden days, we know there's a halacha that hefker is pater from maestros. You know, there's a ptur. If there's an ownerless, if it's hefker at the crucial time period in the growth process of the field, so then you're pater from maestros. So what happened was, but in those days, people wanted to be ma'arim, people wanted a trick, and therefore they were mafker their field, and then they were rizochit, and then they were pater from hefker. They were pater from maestros. So Chazal were very worried about that. They said, "This is people are just getting out of this. They're being mafkirit, and then they're taking it back." So Chazal said, "If you're rezocha your field within 3 days, it's as if it was always yours. It's as if it was always yours, right?" Mikad yochol achzerbo. That's what the Rabbana made that din. Kol shloshiyam alach achzerbo. You could when you retake your field within 3 days, it's as if it was always yours. Therefore, there is no p'tur hefker, and you still have to give Chiyav Maisris from there. What about after 3 days? Why didn't they say it forever? After 3 days. So that's the Ran, the last line of the Ran on the Amud, Shekol Shanasa Hefker Baramos, anybody who's mafkir in trickery, Eina Baila Misachrun Lazakabos Yosher Migimel. The tricksters don't wait more than 3 days. They take it back within 3 days, and therefore, after that, you don't have to worry. So that was the Takana. So really, it's Hefker right away. Tefka right away. But this is the Takana Drabanan that they're not allowed to consider it Hefker. Within 3 days, it's as if they took it back and it was never Hefker. But after that, they can't be Chozer Bo. What does that mean? If they take it back after 3 days, that's not considered a Chazara. That's just new, that they're taking it from Hefker. That's the Reisha of the Tosefta. Well, more to talk about, but let's just finish first. Amar, Seifa the Tosefta, Tehei Sadezu. If a person says, Mufkeres Liyom Echad, this field should be Hefker for 1 day, L'Shabbos Achas for a week, L'Chodesh Echad for a month, L'Shana Achas for a year, L'Shavua Achas for a Shemitah cycle, for 7 years. So, says the Tosefta, Achelo Zachaba, before he reacquires it, Bein Hu Bein Achar Yochel Achzer Bo, that anybody could go take it. Misha Zachaba, but once somebody acquires it, somebody else picks it up, Bein Hu Bein Achar Ein Yochel Achzer Bo. Then after that, nobody is able to take it. If somebody picked it up, then they can pick it up. He can't retract on his Hefker. So ask the Gemara, Reisha Rabban of Sefer Rabbi Yossi. Seems like there's a stira in this, seems like two halves of the Tosefta do not agree with each other, holding like two different opinions. Why? Because what does the Reisha say? What did the Reisha say? You have 3 days that within those 3 days you can take it back as if you were in Hefker. That's a Din Rabbanan. But Bi'ikaron, fundamentally, what is the Reisha seat to hold? Right when you're Mafker, it is finished. It's not yours anymore. That seems to be like the Rabbanan. Right when you're Mafker, it is no longer connected to you. Yet, what does the Seifa say? The Seifa says if you're Mafker it for a week, for a day, for a month, what does it say? You have time to retract. Until somebody else picks it up, you could go re-pick it up and be Zochit. That's Rabbi Yossi talking. Rabbi Yossi says that you can retract if you're according to Rabbanan, you can never be Chozer Bo. According to Rabbanan, once you're Mafkarit, a day later is considered a new acquisition. So it sounds like the Reisha is the Rabbanan, and the Seifa is Rabbi Yossi. So that's the question of the Gemara. How do we put together the Reisha, which seems to be going like the Shita of the Rabbanan, and the Seifa, which seems to be going like the Shita of Rabbi Yossi? Just to talk for 2 minutes about the Tosefta. So the first half of the Tosefta, right? Within 3 days, they could reacquire it as if they were never Zocha it. What if somebody else gets it within these 3 days? Could somebody else get it within these 3 days? There was a special takana de Rabbanan that within 3 days, I'm a trickster, so I'm mafker my field so that I don't have to give maaseris. But if I take it back within 3 days, Chazal said tough luck as if it was always mine. What if somebody else took it within those 3 days? So the Ran has a chiddush that nobody else is allowed to take it within these 3 days. You know why? Because if somebody else would take it within these 3 days and they would be able to keep it, then the Ma'arim would say to themselves, what kind of law is this that it's really mine? The Rabbanan are faking. Look, somebody else could take it. Obviously, it's not mine anymore. Obviously, it's not mine. So Chazal made a takana, agabi takana. Number one, they said, if I'm the mafki, if I take it back within these 3 days, it's as if it was never left my act of possession. But they also, in order for people to take that takana seriously, the Ran says, they also had to add that within the first 3 days, nobody else is allowed to take it. Because if somebody else could take it, then the people would think to themselves, somebody else could take it, and if I would take it, it would really be always mine? Come on, the Rabbanan are making this up. It doesn't work. That's what the Ran says. If you look at the last four skinny lines of the Ran, I'm in Gimel on the base. Says the Ran, V'yafa gav de l'gabi acher leke l'mechesh l'ramoin. Even though that, what are you making a takana that nobody else could take it within these 3 days? Nobody else needs the takana. But afilu hachi iloha lo kaimaha. If they wouldn't make takana step two, takana step one wouldn't last. Why? Shem yiru haramoin. If the tricksters see shekeshe yizke bo acher kana, that if somebody else would be able to acquire it within 3 days, lo yishmilu debech hachamin. They think the rabbi's words would be jokes. Shehen lo yiknu. That they would that they had to say they wouldn't be acquire it. Why delaymru ki hecha de la acher zachim yefkera and anam yefkera zachinan. If they could take it, so it must really be hefker. Must really be Hefker. So that's why the Rabbanan had to make another takana. Right, this is an example. The Gemara says sometimes we have the concept of gzera. Right? Something A is Asur Mishum and this is the Rabbanan, and then the Chazal came along and said, you know, Asur this Mishum, Asur B because of A. But A is only the Rabbanan itself. So the Gemara will say, isn't that gzera? The Rabbanan are only allowed to make zeras to prevent you from violating a daraisa, not a drabanan. Sometimes the Gemara says, you need step two, because without step two, step one wouldn't last. So it's all really one unit. It all has to be viewed together. So they had an aser, they had to say that if you reacquire your land within 3 days, it's as if it never left your rishus. And number two, they had to say nobody else is allowed to take this within 3 days, so that you take this takana seriously. So that's the Ran's chiddush in terms of the first 3 days. Alex.
How did it prevent them from
It prevented them from. It prevented them because Meiser is only, you only put it from Meiser if you acquired it from ownerless, from Hefker. But within 3 days, we view it as if it never left your Rishus.
But if you acquired from Hefker, you're still.
If you acquired from Hefker, you're Potter. No, you're Potter if you acquired from Hefker.
And before the Takana.
Before the Takana, people were Mafker it, so then they reacquired it. Oh, I got it from Hefker, I'm Potter. So that's why they made this Takana, so that people couldn't use this way out. Yeah. What's the status of the field for those 3 days? The Gemara is going to talk about it. L'chora, according to Rabbi Yossi, it's Hefker. The Rabbanan are now making, we're going to get into Hefker, Bez, and Hefker at the end of the daf today. The Rabbanan gave it the status of private. Midar Raisa, according to Rabbi Yossi, it's out of your Rishus, and somebody else should be able to be Zochit. And they made a Takana that nobody's allowed to be Zochit. Well, we're saying that, right, this is the Rabbanan, well, we don't know what's going to hold the Maskana. But at least at this point, we think the ratio is the Rabbanan and the Tefas Rabbi Yossi. Yeah.
Didn't we say yesterday that Rabbi Yossi didn't necessarily hold that?
Right, so we started off by saying that the Gemara here is assuming like Rabbi Yochanan's Rabbi Yossi, not Rav's Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yochanan's Rabbi Yossi, which is the fundamental one, not the one that's Zera Drabban. Interesting, the Ksos quotes a machlokas in the Yerushalmi. Klokas a machlokas amorim in the Yerushalmi between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Same Ksos in Reishai and Gimel, in Sif Katan Gimel. The Yerushalmi quotes, somebody's mafkir their chametz Erev Pesach. Hamafkir chamso beyud gimel laachar pesach mahu. So if you mafkir your chametz on yud gimel on the 13th day of Nisan, so what's the din after Pesach? Reb Yochanan amar aser, Reb Shimon melakas shemar mutter. Machlokas amarav. If you're mafkir your chametz, right? This is one of the big makaros discussed in Tosfos and the Ramban in the beginning of Psachim, the first Ramban in Psachim, 2 pages about what's bittel. Tosfos holds bittel is hefker. So there are many problems with that. What exactly bittel is? Bittel chametz. So here the Yerushalmi says, if you're makir chametz before Pesach, machlokas amaram, if it's asur after Pesach. So it says the Ksos, according to the Chavos Yoyer, what's the machlokas about? It's the machlokas, Rabbanan and Rabbi Yossi. According to the Rabbanan, we hold hefker is out of your Rishus right away. So that's why it works. But according to Rabbi Yossi, it's not really anybody until the next person gets it. So if you're makir it before Pesach, it remains connected to you on Pesach. That's chametz avar alav Pesach after Pesach. So this machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, says the Chavos Yar, is exactly the machlokes of the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yosef. It's very Yushamim Mavorim. Because of the Baal Chavos Yar, that's what he quotes. The Ksos doesn't really agree with it because we don't paskin. Maybe within the first 3 days, it's not so clear whether Rabbi Yosef and the Rabbanan would say their Shitas. Either way, that's the Ksos quotes related to this machlokes. That machlokes Amaram could be this machlokes Tanah. There's a discussion in the postgame, how mufurish does your lashon have to be, speaking about bittel chametz. Now we're machmer like all the shitas for bittel. We say it should be levi batel, v'yei hefker, ka'afer da'ara. We see all the lashonos, we try to hold like, and it means nothing, it means valueless to me. We hold like all the different opinions. So they discuss there, we try to be machmer like even Rabbi Yossi Shita. That's what we say, levi hefker, v'yei batel, ka'afer da'ara. We're trying it to be super hefker, because we don't have any issues after Pesach. Okay, so says the Gemara, there's a problem here. Because the beginning of the Tosefta, again, the Reisha seems to hold that if you're mafkir, then within the first 3 days, you have a takana drabanan, but then you can't be chozer bo. So that sounds like the sheet of the Rabbanan. But in the second half, it says, if nobody else gets it in the interim, you could reacquire it. So that sounds like Rabbi Yossi. So is the Reisha of the Rabbanan the safer Rabbi Yossi? So, says, 2 answers in the Gemara. Number one, Amar Ula, Seifa Nami Rabbanan. You know, even the Seifa is the Rabbanan. Even the second half could be the Rabbanan. If the Seifa is also the Shita of the Rabbanan, so then why does it say you can be Chozerbo? The Rabbanan say, once you're Mafkarid, it's finished. It's finished. You can't be Chozerbo. If you reacquire it a day after your Mafkarid, it's not called a Chazara. That's a new acquisition. So answers the Gemara, no. Shiny Shana Vishavua Delo Shrichi. No. Even the Rabbanan, who hold that Hefker is total, if you're mafkir it in a limited way, for example, if you say it's hefker for a week, for a month, even the Rabbanan say there, why are you being mafkir it for a week or a month? Why don't you just mafkir it? It must be you really don't mean it. It must be you really don't want to be mafkir it. And therefore, in that case, the Rabbanan would hold like Rabbi Yossi. That, it shows the fact that you're doing it in a limited way, it must be that you're not so serious, and therefore it retains the connection to you until somebody else gets it. So really, the Tosefta is going within the sheet of the Rabbanan, but in the Seifa, because it's done in a limited way, just for a certain amount of time, even the Rabbanan agree that it is still connected to you. It's an umdana, that's what the Ran says, it's an umdana that the Rabbanan would hold this way.
But that's exactly the same situation with the
Chometz. Ah, so that's the same exact meaning what?
Meaning,
Because by the chametz, aren't you mafker just for a week?
Right.
Right. So that's the ksosis kasha on that chavos yard. That by the chametz, you're doing it in a limited way. If you're doing
you're
it,
getting
you're getting it back. Oh, so a similar question is asked on a tour. The tour writes in Reish Mem Vav. Let's say you have an animal and you lend your animal to your neighbor who's a non-Jew. Right. Your animal's a non-Jew and he has your animal, but we know there's an iser d'oraisa of shvisas behemta. Your animal has to rest on Shabbos too. Right? We say it in Kiddush every Shabbos morning. Your kalim, we paskin, don't have to rest. That's machlokas in the first parak of Masechah Shabbos. Bishayim Beis Hillel, shvisas kalim. Do my kalim have to rest on Shabbos? Meaning, mi da'oraisa. If I have a machine working for me on Shabbos, so do I have to make sure my machine is off? No, I don't have to. Mi da'oraisa. Okay, mi da'rabanan, there's issues of Avsha Milsa, if it's making a lot of noise, and if it's a Marasayan. But mi da'oraisa, we pass on like Beis Hillel, shvisas kalim is muta. I'm allowed to start a machine on Erev Shabbos, and it continues at the Shabbos. Shvisas behemto amitzuva, my animals. So let's say it's Friday afternoon, and the guy has my animal, and I just remembered, I forgot to tell him not to work it on Shabbos. So what do I do? Says the Torah, you know what you can do? I'm mafker the animal for Shabbos. That's what the Torah says. Yefarish b'shas hefker she'ena mafkira ela b'yom haShabbos ela kol zman she'osa malacha b'yom haShabbos. I'm mafkirit for when it's doing malacha. When it's doing malacha, it belongs to the guy. Or for the whole Shabbos. That's what the Torah says. Kedesh aliska bo'achi. You don't want anybody else to take it, so be mafkir for a limited amount of time. V'yavah p'she'ena mafkira lagamre have hefker. That's what the Torah says. Ask the Achronim, ask the Machane Ephraim on the tour, but what do you mean? The Gemara here says that even the Rabbanan agree that when you're mafkirit in a limited way, it retains the connection to you. So you're going to violate Shvisas Behemto. So how does that help? So Machane Ephraim's Kasha, how does that help? He asked on the tour. Our Gemara says it is an umdana. If you're only doing it for a limited amount of time, it's still connected to you. What does the Machane Ephraim answer? No. When you're trying, and this answers Marcel, your question too. What's the whole issue that the Rabbanan agree? Because it's an umdana that this is what you would want. But if you're trying not to violate the Isser of Shabbos or the Isser of Chametz, obviously, you don't want it to connect to you at all. So the umdana is that for this amount of time, it's total. The Gemara is talking about a case where you're just general. The umdana is if you only do it for a limited amount of time, it must be because you want to retain the connection. But says the Machane Ephraim, if you're dafka doing it to prevent yourself from violating Chilul Shabbos, so obviously the umdana is the opposite. The umdana is that you dafka don't want to be connected to it. Nearly dahacha, kiven davi isura afilu behefka lezman gomar vehifker. So you're right. It's unclear when you do it in a limited way. It could be the Rabbana would agree that it's not a total hefker. But if it's a case where we can assume that the person doesn't want it to be connected to him, so then it could work even if it's limited. So that's the discussion on the tour. Yeah. By bitul chametz, that's why. I mean, all the concerns that a person doesn't really want to do it. That's why we don't only do bedika. We do bedika also.
Wanting to distance himself from
him. So you're saying by bitl we have all those concerns that it's not serious. Right. But he doesn't want to violate chametz. He doesn't want to violate the iser.
I mean.
So it works well.
So it should work well.
It should work. It should work. That's why we don't have, we do bedika because we don't want him to see the chametz and then say, right, Shemi, you must say gluska yafa. Yeah.
In the case
of
the limited hefter,
can he be so once he's, right, that's always the litmus test. If he's mafkered, it retains connection. Can he be mekadosh and isha? You have to give her something. You have to give her something. So what? You have to do a mice in the sinus. You're going to have to pick it up. So right when you pick it up, you're going to be chozervo. So I don't know if you're going to find the hechi timsi for being makadish or without reacquiring it. Okay. Let's continue now. Says the Gemara, that was answer number one. How do we interpret this Tosefta? Doesn't the Reisha sound like the Rabbanan and the Seifa sound like Rabbi Yossi? So for answer number one, it's like the whole thing is Lashita the Rabbanan. And really, the Rabbanan agree in the Seifa by a limited case, they would agree to the Shita of Rabbi Yossi. Second answer, Reish Lakish Amar no, me the Seifa Rabbi Yossi, Reisha Nami Rabbi Yossi. Really, they're both following the Shita of Rabbi Yossi. Even the Reisha is the Shita of Rabbi Yossi. The Reisha Hainut, even the Reisha, Vaisha Hainut Taima, didn't the Reisha say that after 3 days, Eino yachol lachzerbo, he can't be chozerbo. Why can't he be chozerbo? According to Rabbi Yossi, until somebody else gets it, I can get it back. So what about that case? Taima d'lo tishtakech toras hefker. Oh. Rabbi Yossi holds that even though, really, it's his automatically, right when he takes it back, it's as if he's reacquiring it, but Chazal don't want you to forget the whole status of something called hefker. Chazal were worried that if you take Rabbi Yossi very seriously, take Rabbi Yosef very seriously, that it's always the person's until somebody else gets it, people might come to think that when they pick it up, they're getting it from the other guy. They're not getting it from Hefker. And that's a problem. Why? Because if they think they're getting it from the other guy, so then they're going to be chayiv in Trumas and Maisers, and it's going to lead to mix-ups. They're going to take off Trumas and Maisers, and they're going to think that it's really chayiv, and they're going to take it off. They're going to take it off from a field that's putter. It's going to cause a lot of confusion. So Chazal wanted, even according to Rabbi Yossi, Chazal wanted you to remember that there is a concept called hefker, and when you pick it up from the ground, even though in lumdis it's connected to the previous person until you pick it up, but right when you pick it up, it's not connected anymore, and it's as if you're being zocher from hefker. So that's why, after 3 days, even though meikir hadin, it's really it never he should be able to be choser bo, but still it's called a zechia mehefker. Says the Gemara. Then this part we already knew, learned already in the Ran. Even from day one, it should be hefker. Amaraba no mipnei haramoyin. They had to wait 3 days because of the tricksters. The mafkirin v'hajin b'hon. The tricksters who used to be mafkirit and reacquire it. That's why Chazal had to say within 3 days, if you take it back, it's as if it never left your rishus. After 3 days, people don't wait that long to retract their hefker if they're doing it mishum just a harama, and therefore. That we're not worried about after 3 days. Period. So now we get to yes, your question from before. Last 5 words. Avoda Raisa lo ave hefker. Mida Raisa. This according in the Raisha case, he was mafker his field is not really hefker mida Raisa. They just did it. So shlo teshkachek toras hefker. But vidilma asila suri ben achiyev ala pater umen apater ala achiyev. Asked the Gemara. If it's really inherently not hefker, according to Rabbi Yossi, it's connected to the first person. Chazal could come along and say it's hefker, and therefore they could change around all these different statuses. It's hefker, it's not hefker. That has ramifications for Trumas and Maaseres. Isn't that going to cause confusion? It's pater from Trumas and Maaseres. It's chayav in Trumas and Maaseres. Are the Chazal really have that power? Do they have that power? What's the hidden question here? Look at the important Ran. It's about the tenth medium line. Tikkun Rabbanan. The line starts off Tikkun Rabbanan. Delevi Hefker Ubevadish Achavi Ubemeiser. It must be the Chazal when they changed the status. It must be they didn't affect the Chiyuv and Meiseris. Kivan to me the Oraisa Lo Ave Hefker. Since the Oraisa it's not Hefker, it's still connected to the owner. Dinehi Shahayu Yecholam LePatro Mishum De Hefker Bezdin Haya Hefker. Yes, there's a principle called Hefker Bezdin Hefker, where Chazal have the power to take someone's money and do things with it, make it yours, make it Hefker. Afilu hachi lo bavu chachamim lo hakel v'lifter min ha-meiser. Pashtus, what does that mean? They wouldn't use that principle to be makel and say you're potter from meiser. Mashu chayv min ha-Torah. Meaning if something is chayv in Trumas and Maaseres min ha-Torah, it must, Chazal wouldn't or couldn't, not clear, wouldn't or couldn't use that principle of hefker bezdin hefker to say you're potter from meiser. Let's say they wouldn't. They wouldn't use it to make you potter from Meiser. If Midah Reis is Chayv and Meiser, they're not going to say, oh, it's Hefker, you're potter from Meiser. So that's what the Ran says the question here is. They wouldn't do that. So what is isn't this causing confusion? So answers the Gemara, there's no confusion. Why? Damrina le ki ma'asris asr minei ubei. They say, when they made this law, they say, you know what? Take Meiser's from this field for this field only. Meaning they have a warning sign on their takana. No confusion. Don't use this field regarding any other field. Only use it for... Only be meiser from this field itself. Period. So there is a discussion of this stipler by the Achronim, and that is why can't the Rabbanan do hefker bezdin hefker and change the status of Trumas and Maaseres? You know why can't they do it? You know, they're just like hefker bezdin hefker. They could take my money and say it's yours. So why can't they say my money that is mine is ownerless and mamela? They'll give it that status. Why can't they do that? Why can't they do that? That's the question of Rabbi Chanan in the Kovet Shirim and Psachim in Simon Kuf Lamed Vav Sarach Bir Kivan Dave Hefker Linyan Dine Mamanis Mamela Mifter Mimaisa Daraisa. Why can't Chazal do this? Why can't Chazal do this? Hefker Bezen Hefker. Yes, it starts off as a Dine Mamanis principle, but why can't it then have ramifications in Hilchos Trumas or Maaseres? Answers Rabbi Chanan, not that they can't, but that they wouldn't. That's what the Ran means. They won't do it Lahakel. They won't do a lahakel. Omishamach hefker bezin hefker. Jlo bochacham lahakel hefker lachatzoyin. She hefker raklin yamamo. And so the Rav Elchanan seems to say it's more of a they wouldn't. They wouldn't, and therefore that's the they could really make her a din, but to be makel from Trumas and Maaseres, that's not what they would do. But there's another hidden idea here, And that's based on the question that the Goyen HaShas here asks. Rabbi Kiva Eger here asks, he's the Goyen HaShas, on this run, he just quotes, Yesh lo ayin mi masdisun tepeya. Kedarka Bakodesh doesn't really explain it. He says, look in the first parak of Maseches Peya in the Mishnayos. What does it say there? There the Mishnah says that Gadish shlo luka tachto. Let's say you have a big pile of grain that you didn't leave leket from. Right? The mitzvah leket shekhan peya, leket is the things that fall off, you have to leave for the niyam. Let's say you didn't leave leket. So Chazal, if you have a big pile and you didn't leave leket, Chazal say the whole bottom layer that's touching the ground, that belongs to the poor people. That's they made the rule. Kol shenogos ba'aretz harehim shel aniyim. It all belongs to the poor, period. Because you didn't take leket. Says the Yerushalmi, on that there's Yerushalmi on Zerayim, even though there's no Bavli on Zerayim. Says the Yerushalmi, you know why how that works? Hefker bezen hefker. Hefker bezen hefker, it all goes to the aniyim. That's the Goyen HaShas's kasha here. What do you mean? And that Mishnah over there, Hefker Bezen Hefker, is saying it's all goes to the Aniyim. Meaning what? There's no Chumas HaMaisros there. It's all Aniyim, it goes to Hefker, and therefore it goes to the Aniyim. So how could the Ron here say that the pshat of the question is that Hefker Bezen Hefker means that it can never affect Maisros? So says the Stipler, and this is Yesod Gadol. We should make the Stipler famous. Yesod Gadol in Hilchas Hefker Bezen Hefker. It says, Nedarim in Simen Chavtes. The Nirabazet. The Chazal, but if there's one Yisod that we get from today, hopefully the first 10 minutes about Hefker, but this Yisod. The Chazal betakanoseim beinyani maminis yicholim l'takin mishnei ta'amim. There are two paths that Chazal could take when they make takanis and dini maminis. Two paths that they could use. Number one is Hefker bezen Hefker. That's number one. That's a certain method they could use. V'hashenis gam begavne shelo yefkir mono shel zeh. Even if they don't want to use the principle of Hefker bezen Hefker, they don't want to be mafker this guy's money. And even if that principle would not exist, says the Stipler, they have another way. They're allowed to say this money belongs to so-and-so or has this status or that status based on losasser. Losasser. They could say, you're allowed to do this on Shabbos, you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. They're allowed to do anything they want. You have to listen to them. Out of the, without hefker, bezen, hefker. V'hava leh shel zeh machbas takanis chachamim. U'kubo koti nidri rabbanon. L'fish rachmana amr lo sasur. V'yish koch b'yad chachamim l'sakin takanis b'yisurin b'mamanis. V'akol chayivim l'kayim kol kol asher yoru. How do you know which one they're using? Are they using hefker bezen hefker? Are they using this other, more expanded pair of lo sasur? V'hageder bazeh. The heicha shechazal hefkiu b'miyuchan mamono shel zeh lo zeh. Oshim mamono hefker. If the whole purpose of the takana is a dine mamanis purpose to be mafkir people's money. So then, you could say that's hefker bezen hefker. But if the ultimate purpose of their takana is not a mumminous purpose, it's to prevent a problem, or it's to be kone someone, or you know to give the status of truma bizman hazeh so people don't forget truma, or to the people remember kedushas haaretz, some other purpose. So then you could say that they're not using hefker bezen hefker. They're using this other principle, ukigon, like the fact that a katan can be mocked or something. Right? Midrabanan. Well, that's Hefker Bezen Hefker? No. No, that's a different. They want to give that what? But the Hefker Bezen Hefker, therefore you can say something is Kadosh? Can't say that. No, but that's the other din. The other din that they have the power. The Kon Hektish Katan Amufla Samach Lish, Lamanta Amar Lavda Raisa, Dav Hektish Midrabanan. That's not me din Hefker Bezen Hefker. It din Hefker Bezen, Enem O Klal, Mechas Lai Din Hektish. Elamikok Takana Durabanan, O Hektish Midrabanan. So says the disciple, that's the answer to the Rabbi Kiva Eger's Kasha. By the case of Gadish Lo Luka Tachtav, they say the whole thing goes to the Aniyim. So that's working mitam hefker bezen hefker. They want to say if they want to be mafkir anybody's land who didn't give leket. So they go through hefker bezen hefker. So hefker bezen hefker there. So therefore it has the status goes to the aniyim and therefore it'd be punted for trumas or maisris. But over here, what did Chazal do? We're talking about a case within 3 days. There's a specific reason we want to prevent the harama. Want to prevent the rest? So that's not using hefker bezen hefker. We want to prevent the harama, and we say therefore it's yours, even if you take it back, even though midaraisa is really hefker. So there, you don't have to say it's working through hefker bezen hefker. Says the Stipler, and he says, and that's now read the Ron again. The Ron's not saying that they wouldn't do that with hefker bezen hefker. Read the Ron closely, says the Stipler. Ubavade shechivu midar b'maiser kivu demaiser lavi hefker. Didehi sheyichol mapatro mishum hefker bezen hefker. You're right. They could have used the principle of hefker bezen hefker. Afilu hachi lo bochacham lo hakev lifter and a meiser. Here they're not in that track. They're not doing the regular hefker, which would have the ramifications of a patur of trumas and meisers. They're going the other takana drabanan track, and therefore that's what the Ron means. And that answers the kasha from Rabbi Kiva Eger. So that's the stipler here in Simon Chavtes. Okay, let's finish up. Says the Brisa, Meisvei, Hamafgir es Karmo. Let's say somebody's mafgir their fields, their karen, their vineyard. Ulashachar Amar Basro. The next morning they get up and they take the vines off. They're mafgir it on Tuesday. And then Wednesday morning they wake up and they start pruning and taking off their grapes. Chayev beperet uba ololos uba shecha uba peya. Their chayev, the owner is still chayev in all of these matanos that they have to give. It's not, meaning it's not really called hefker. Why? The Ran explains that by all of these mitzvos, peret olos, that's the single grapes that fall off, or the clusters that are very only have a few grapes on them. So all those, you still have shichacha, you forget the bundles in the field, and peya, the corner of the field. You're chayev in all of those, even though you were mafkrit in between, because there's a double lashon in the Torah by these mitzvos. Azov tazov. You shall surely leave this. And this is not called azov tazov, if you got it the next morning. That's why it's still going to be chayiv in all of these mitzvahs. Upadr min ha-maiser, but you're going to be pater from maiser even if you get it the next morning. Because there it only says one lashon azov, says the Ran. So who is this according to, this brisa? So bishlam ala ula, according to ula, who gave the first answer, who interpreted the whole previous brisa, the sheets of the Rabbanan, the Rabbanan k'tani law, the Raisa k'tani law. So there's a bit, so you could say, this brisa here is on the d'oraisa level, that right the next morning, pater from Iser, because it's hefker, and the brisa earlier was the Rabbanan, that within 3 days, because of the harama problem, we're going to say it as if it was never yours. This is d'oraisa, and that's the Rabbanan. So we know it could be there according to the Rabbanan. Elal Rish Lakash, but according to Rish Lakash, who interpreted the previous brisa as all within the shita of Rabbi Yossi, amai pater and amai sir. So why are you pater from Iser here? Right? Didn't we say earlier that even Rabbi Yossi is going to say within 3 days, you're going to be chayv in Miserus? So Amar Lecha, Rish Lakish would answer, no, ki Amar Yana Rabbi Yossi. Right, I was talking, the previous price is Rabbi Yossi, but Ha Rabbanani, but this one's the Rabbanan. I didn't say that this one's the Rabbi Yossi also. The previous price is that of Rabbi Yossi, but this one could be the Shita of the Rabbanan. Just one other Ha'ara, we have two minutes left, and that is, just to remember, we discussed this a couple of years ago, the whole world of Hefker has to, again, the beginning of Sachem is one area to look in, but the other area to research Hefker is in the context of Yeush. The relationship between Hefker and Yeush. That Tosas and Baba Kama says, Yeush eino mitam Hefker. Doesn't really explain what the difference is. Tosas and Meruba says, Yeush is not Hefker. So what exactly is the relationship between Yeush and Hefker? Especially according to Rabbi Yossi. What does Rabbi Yossi say? Rabbi Yossi's shita is that it doesn't really leave my rishus until you're zocheit. Isn't that what Yeush is? Yeush, I give up hope. So it's still connected to me somewhat. Right, it's not yours yet. You need a yesh ensa, yesh and shini rishus, yesh and shini maisa. That is a big discussion in the postgame, including just one makar, the Nesivos. The Nesivos in Reish Samach Beis discusses the relationship between yesh and hefker. And he suggests that basically what we hold by yesh is Rabbi Yossi's hefker. That's his approach. You have to figure out according to Rabbi Yossi what the difference is. But he had because there are a number of cases where there's differences in the Gemara between Yeush and Hefker, and that's how he interprets the differences. That Yeush, our giving up hope, is exactly what Rabbi Yossi holds of Hefker. That it's mine, connected to me until you get it. And for that, therefore, you have to remember what we discussed at the beginning of this year, and that is all the way what exactly is Hefker? Is it in the Chefsa and in the Gavra, like Rabbi Shimon said? We have to relate all that to the sugyas of Yeush as well. Okay, we'll have to stop here. And today's shiur was sponsored by the Shaiman family, Zecher Nishmas Chaya Blima Bas Mordechai. Neshama should have an aliyah. This week's daf is sponsored there. Tomorrow, Hashem, yes, there's only 10 lines of Gemara on tomorrow's whole blot, but there's about 4,000 lines of Ran, the sugya of Breira. Breira is tomorrow's discussion. Okay.